You tell us how we can stand in faith and love and hold the vision as you do and you're taught to do in our own lives and hold the vision for love and stand in faith.
Everything begins with first understanding, and that understanding start becoming our belief, and then we start practicing, because everything comes with the practice. As I was telling you, that I just created 10 thoughts of peace, only 10 thoughts of peace. The next day was 11, then 21, 31, you know, see, practice we call it. And that also, in other words, we say power of practice. So, love begins with the self, you know. If I have love, I mean, I don't have anything else to offer. That means if there is hate in me, then I am able to hate somebody. So when you start having self-respect and you look at your inner treasures and you say, what am I holding here? Am I holding guilt? Am I holding fear? Am I holding, you know? And you start sorting out yourself internally. I want to hold peace. I want to hold love. I want to... And whatever anyone does, if you cannot love that person, at least you can have mercy. I always say, okay, that person has done really something which is very hurting. At least forgive. At least have mercy. There are different ways. But with the practice, when you start using this more, the comforting part is you're coming to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not you giving anyone love, but you becoming more loveful. A set is coming to you and you are becoming elevated. So it's just the practice. And practice is what? A thought. Everything begins with a thought. You just have to say, whatever anyone does, I love you. You know, there are many, I just gave one brief story that I was in traveled South America, also in Brazil. So our sessions at our centers are in the morning hours. So this woman was, you know, coming out and she was shopping. And so there was a 9-year-old boy and he had this knife and trying to show her in the sense of to get some money. So this sister looked into the eyes of that boy, kept looking and said, oh, you have beautiful eyes. You are such a beautiful boy. You are such a beautiful boy. And that child, you know, is because that she never heard in life, and maybe he wanted to hear it. And knife just fell. He said, but still I need money, that boy is saying, whether I was doing that way. And she said, I will give you money. I have this cart. I have shopped. You take it up to my car and I will give you money. So this boy took this cart and she gave money. She would have given, but it was such a beautiful way she was saying, that boy learned that you get money, you do something. And in the end, then she did mention to that boy that if you do work, you don't have to do what you are doing it. But because that boy had never experienced, he was a street boy and never experienced anyone saying any good thing to that person. And then, you know, many these small stories, because when we all meditate, then we experiment different methods than other people. So they sometimes send us these experiences. Then I say, but you know, we are, God is our parents and everyone is God's child. At least I can look at that. And it brings lot of changes. You know, we are thousands of us live together, work together in harmony. It's only awareness we keep for each other is, you had been chosen by God. You also like me. And so beautiful relationships get established. So I think then you don't want to put yourself in cage of jealousy or hatred or anything. You feel free, because I have only one thing to offer, and that's love. So it's a practice. And more you practice, more you experience. And that's why the theme we have chosen is experiencing inner power and protection. We don't want just that you listen and you believe. But I encourage everyone to take any one power. Take power of love. Either take power of peace. Take power of purity, that I will think pure. Or take even this, if you can practice, is power of silence also. Because sometimes, you know, we think too much and meditating and silence. And the last one, which is very important, is power to be cheerful and happy. Just a good smile does everything. When I say good smile, in the sense of, you know, communication opens, friendships grow, forgiveness comes, many things just happen. That means to be happy. You know, so but everything requires understanding, then it requires practice, then it becomes percentage of that. You become that, you want to do it more, and then you start experiencing that actually these are inner powers which are giving us protection from many, many different negative forces. And these are main negative forces, you know, in the sense of animosity, hatred, jealousies, and they are unnecessary, you know, because everyone should get what one is. Everyone has one's own fortune, I believe in. Nobody is going to take away what is yours, but don't try to take away what is not yours too.
Yeah. Thank you, sister, for coming and speaking to us. My name is Jordan. I'm a philosophy major here at USF, and I've been the title of the lecture, and it made me think of how the French say savoir faire when it was on the poster that I got in my email and said the power to know what to do in various situations, and the protection that comes from having awareness and peace. But we often hear, especially at USF, where we have the Joint Military Commission, the power of war. And when we see violence promulgated, even, I'm sure, in mass communication, it seems to be a shock value. And we all kind of know, you know, to turn the TV off and, you know, to become present and trying to do those things. But how it seems that our sense of self-worth is connected to others. And when we're constantly demeaned and saying that peace is not valuable, but war is, on a collective level, how can we show compassion and to understand and act and know what to do when confronted with such neglect and promotion of war and violence?
I think that is why, because all that is happening more and more, that is why we need power of peace more, no? In the sense of, if it was not happening, what's happening in the world? So there is really no power in the war, because it's destructive. You know, anything which is destructive cannot have power. But as I said, you know, a lot of people asked me when this 9/11 thing happened, and they said, where is one side is justice, other side is forgiveness, so what do you believe? I said, somewhere first there has to be forgiveness and justice also. But, you know, there could have been many different ways. There could have been more dialogues, there could have been, you know, different methods to negotiate on certain things, you know, but because then anger comes in, then revenge comes in, then we end up into, you know, whatever the actions are, policies based on that. So I know that it's all prevailing, you know, is ethnical conflicts and within homes, families, domestic violence, and, you know, I work also with UN, and I find when you look at the figures of starvation, figures of how many don't get filtered water to drink, and, you know, whole world is like suffering, and not only war, but in some way or other. But that's where, at least for me, I find that even as an individual, if I can do something. And it's not just one individual, because then it will be other, one plus one plus one. And we have to create enough energy of peace and love. Because if we want to diminish the whole entire humanity, that's the method which is used. But if we want to not only survive, but if we want to really live as life, then we have to be, you know, have compassion, have love, and I think we have to use it more and more, knowing that that power is not visible, but that power is most needed at this time. So I think that, as I said, we are holding this vision, so we never get tired, you know. We kids never get tired, we always have, you know, we do more and more, more and more, because we know that that's what is the answer. That's what every human being needs. And change must happen, you know, change must happen. We cannot live like this forever, so change has to happen. And so we have to prepare ourselves for that change. As soon as we are ready, it will happen, definitely it will happen.
So you're almost coming back to the Gandhi approach of winning through the inner peace.
Yeah, non-violence and the peace. Yeah. Because there can't be peace without violence, and peace doesn't coexist. It has to be non-violence and peace. And that is why, you know, even news, and I myself have done journalism as my degree and did practice for a while, and until now I am out in that, knowing everything, keeping myself informed and all that. But I have cut down so many details of many stories because, okay, you read headlines because you don't want to put yourself all that stuff in. You keep seeing it. So also we have to decide how much I hear, how much I see, what is needed, you know. I go to UN, so when I go we have to talk about a lot of current situations, all that. So I keep myself well informed, but I don't allow that information to deeply go in my heart because I know I can't function then. So I still want to keep as information. I know it's a reality, but I don't want to be affected by reality. At least I keep my spiritual immune system strong so that I can still share the message, and I can still share this is my belief and this is my vision. And that capacity I keep building, and so that one day shouldn't happen, then I say, no, it's not going to happen. So that's I think we all have to do, to stay as messengers.
When you were speaking earlier about vibrations, I truly believe that everybody on this globe has a connection with everyone. And my question to you is, with all the parts of the globe that we have what we call natural disasters, do you think that because of the unnatural acts that we have created as a human race, that we are affecting the actual order of the actual, what we call Mother Nature? And so no matter where you are, we have earthquakes, fires, tsunamis, whatever the case may be. I truly believe that for whatever reason, because of the things that we're doing, that we have affected the planet, and the vibrations that we are putting out is causing those effects. I just wanted to ask you how you felt about that.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. That's what I believe, that the changes which are happening at all levels, you know, is basically because of our vibrations. And, you know, you must have read recently when they are doing a lot of formations in the water. And I don't know, in Japan and some countries, they have done research on your vibrations and your thoughts, that is through your thoughts. A lot of formations which are happening in the water is really through your vibrations. So I think that vibrations have a lot to do. And because it's not that if I am peaceful, but through that peace, the nature should change, you know, in the sense, it should respond in a different way. So whatever is, has happened, definitely it's our negative influence. So I mean, I definitely connect with that very much.